are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
It's the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy, and stimulating medical talk radio. Thank you all for tuning in. I got a lot of good stuff to talk to you guys about. Apparently, Sandusky's attorney now is saying that Jerry Sandusky wasn't sexually assaulting his these boys in the shower. He was teaching them hygiene. Yes, hygiene. So I guess we'll talk about what hygiene is and why that requires both parties to be naked in a shower. I honestly, is that the best thing I could come up with? I don't understand. All right. Also, it looks like there may be a chance that vitamin E, men taking vitamin E for prostate cancer, may actually be increasing their chance of prostate cancer as opposed to preventing it. I want to talk about certain illnesses that our dogs and cats could give us if they sleep with us in our beds. And also, men who smoke may actually increase a child's chance of developing leukemia if it's the child they donate sperm for. So we got a lot to talk about, all right? So this is a very, very, very juicy show. On the wrong term. Shouldn't have used that term. I'm sorry. It's a big show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails, of course, at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And please, of course, follow us on Twitter. Dr. Dahlia on Twitter. With the GOP debate, I don't think I heard them talk anything about healthcare. So honestly, I still have to TiVo through it and see, you know, what was going on. I don't know if they talked about Iran too much. I did notice, though, you know, the colors of ties. Newt Gingrich wore a red tie. Red is a very powerful color. We've talked about colors on this show. A red solid tie, very powerful color. I think Santorum wore a striped tie. Never wear striped ties during debates. I've said that time and time again. Never. Striped ties looks, it's a more recessive type of color scheme in a tie. You want dominance, red tie. I know a lot of people will wear a blue tie. Blue, though, is recessive to red. Red tie. I think Michelle Bachmann looks great. I mean, she's in her mid-50s. Michelle Bachmann looks great. I remember the previous debate. I think she did extremely well. But that's all I can really comment on the debates because I haven't heard anything yet on healthcare and how they're going to attack healthcare. I think they were going back and forth on electability. You know, who could go up against Obama easier and better? It's all psychology. This whole political game. It's also called the media. It's a game. We've talked about this on the show. It's manipulation after manipulation after manipulation. There's good manipulation. There's bad manipulation. You know, and which politician could manipulate the voter more? And it's very, very frustrating because there's huge issues. 2012 can't come quick enough. I mean, I am just dying for the whole primary to be over with and then the election to be over with. I'm already sick of it, all right, because I'm really nervous about the changes that are, you know, like with this whole payroll tax and the Medicare cut and all these things and government shutting down. I mean, we probably look like a laughingstock to all the other countries. All it looks like is a political game, back and forth. Just, you know, like a tennis match, just volley here, volley there, and everybody's trying to get their sound bite, and they're you know, going in front of the cameras and making their speeches, and it's just a show. It's like a Hollywood set. It's a show. You know, so all right, the debate's going on. I still don't hear any real meaty questions. You know, who do I think should win? Whoever's going to actually be honest about them not being able to fix the situation and maybe opening it up to getting some decent people helping you out of the way. I mean, I don't know who's advising President Obama, like with the drones, right? Two drones drop, two of them now, two, really, right? And then they don't have a self-destruct or nobody's, you know, fighters aren't bombing them. They're just letting these other countries have our intelligence. who is advising Obama? Because remember, you know, we're expecting our president to know economics. We're expecting him to understand healthcare. We're expecting him to understand how to write a speech. We're expecting him to understand how to groom, how to dress. No, all of these people, they have advisors. You know, that's why when somebody goes up to somebody saying run for president, you know, and they first go, oh, I can't do that. I can't fill those shoes. Then the next sentence is, oh, don't worry, we got people to do that. I mean, how many decisions are really being made by the president? How many decisions? You know, and hopefully in this case with President Obama, hardly nothing. But it's a show. We're looking at one big play, one big theatrical production. And I'm tired of being manipulated. I'm tired of it. I mean, if anybody gets elected, all right, anybody better than President Obama gets elected, all right, and they say they're going to tackle health care, can you please get some doctors in there? Can you get some patients in there? Okay, why are we talking to patients? Why are we talking to physical therapists? Why aren't we talking to nurses? Did any nurses get involved with the Affordable Health Care Plan bill and the passage of the legislation? Did anybody ask a nurse? Who understands the healthcare system better than the nurses? Who readmit the patients and work with the patients time and time again? Massage therapists. I've mentioned dentists. Why? Even teachers. What about teachers? You know, these kids are coming to school and they're sick. So I'm not impressed. Not impressed at all. It's just I really don't want to think that all these media outlets are just playing with us. All right, because I'm not buying it. Well, look at this. Going back to Sandusky, right? His attorney is going to now use the argument basic hygiene skills. Jerry Sandusky allegedly assaulted boys. No, he didn't assault them. He was teaching them hygiene. How stupid do people think we are? Are we stupid? You know, maybe because we're eating the wrong things and we're, you know, texting while driving. And then a story came out today saying doctors are texting in the middle of surgery, which I think is a fallacy because doctors are sterile and you can't touch your phone in surgery. You get in trouble. Maybe we are. Maybe we are stupid and something like this is going to fly in front of a jury. But I'm not stupid. You aren't stupid. The ones listening to my show. All right? Treat us as such. All right, we're going to be back in a couple minutes. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
All right, thank you all for joining us back again on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Please, of course, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia so I could still give you up-to-date medical updates. I'm not going away this Christmas or New Year's, so you will still get the latest medical news even if you're on vacation, and you could still listen to the show on GCNLive.com. All right, I am a workaholic, and since I took off for Thanksgiving, I'm going to bust my butt Christmas and New Year's, but even if we do play any best ofs, because I don't know, drink too much eggnog. I doubt it, though. I don't like egg. Then you'll still get medical updates on Twitter. So please, please follow me. And if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show in your local city, then call up your news talk station. Tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show there. And Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. Call them, email them, etc. And these radio stations, listen, they want to know what you want to listen to. All right, there's a lot of great shows out there. Genesis has a bunch of great shows. Alex Jones, Jason Lewis, Free Talk Live, great shows that they have. So just, you know, yeah, let yourself be heard, please. And then Dr. Dahlia will be heard. So this is kind of an interesting study. This was something I didn't know. They say 20 million Americans see a dentist once a year, but don't see a doctor or other general health care provider, which means dentists may actually be the first line provider that somebody sees. New York University investigators analyzed data of more than 31,000 adults who took part in the survey in 2008. And based on those findings, they found that 26% of U.S. children didn't see a regular physician, but more than a third of them did see a dentist. One quarter of U.S. adults did not visit a healthcare provider, but nearly a fourth of those did visit a dentist. So even though still more people go to the regular healthcare physician than dentists, a huge amount are bypassing the medical system and still getting dental health. Now, I think dental health is important. I think we should be getting both all the time. I mean, see your dentist twice a year, if not more, if they need you to. But I think dentists now are going to have to probably take on the role of making sure someone's checking blood pressure, someone's screening for diabetes. You know, dentists save people's lives. I've said that all the time. I really respect our field of dentistry because gum disease has been linked to heart disease. And a clean mouth can, you know, give you a clean heart. So we, I think we really underestimate the profession of dentistry and how important it is. When I was in medical school, I don't know if it was a time thing or a money thing, but we barely got a couple hours of dentistry. And so I don't know as much dental health as I wish. Yes, I've learned how to identify mouth cancers and issues of the mouth and salivary glands, et cetera. But when it comes to the teeth and the gums, et cetera, no, I don't. And, dentistry and medicine overlap all the time. And doctors of dentistry should be just as respected and visited as frequently as you would with your annual or biannual visit. So, but, you know, interesting, though, I thought less people went to the dentist. So interesting stuff. Okay. Now, study came out, all right, where we've been recommending vitamin E to prevent prostate cancer. Well, apparently a study from the National Cancer Institute found an actual increase in the incidence of prostate cancer by 17% in those that have been taking vitamin E. So here's another study, you know, contradicting what we thought with vitamins. I thought vitamins are good. I thought you're supposed to take soft palmetto to help with the size of the prostate. You're supposed to eat good, take your antioxidants, take your vitamin E, vitamin A. And now they're saying, wait a second, vitamin E maybe could hurt. All right, you know, vitamin E is supposed to increase, you know, immune function, dilate blood vessels, possibly prevent blood clots. I mean, it is, we've been using vitamin E for heart, but why would it increase cancer risk? Well, I don't think they know. I don't think anybody knows. And again, it may not be vitamin E per se. Maybe it's the substrate in the supplement. You know, remember, when you take your vitamins, in my family, we have the gummy bites for the kids. And so a lot of times my husband and I will just eat the gummy bites. We'll take two or whatever the adult dosage is, you know, for the kid gummy bites. Well, obviously there's food coloring. Obviously there's flavoring. I mean, there's other things in these than just the vitamins. So maybe, again, there's something to the substrate. Remember we talked about the study a couple months ago where women taking a multivitamin had an increased chance of early death, which I thought was one of the most ridiculous news stories that could have possibly come out. We've been taking multivitamins for years, and we've never associated death with it. But it was a study saying, look, multivitamins may not be as good as we think. Now, I still recommend a multivitamin. I'm not ready to do that because most of my patients don't eat well. You're supposed to eat 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables a day, 5 to 9 servings. And we're talking a cup, like a coffee cup size of fruits and vegetables a day. How many do that? Raise your hand. Over there. See, no, you. No, put your hand down. See, no. No, I really don't think most of us do. Maybe we'll have a salad for lunch. Maybe we'll have some carrots and broccoli with dinner. Okay, that's 3. A cup of orange juice, 4. You're still not at 5 to 9. I mean, you've got to get a lot of fruits and vegetables in. So, of course, I recommend take a multivitamin. Why not? Now, what I don't recommend is people overdoing it. You know, when you look at the RDA and it says 2,000%, okay, that I'm not too excited about. I don't really think we should take 2,000% of any RDA. 100% of RDA I'm happy with. 100% I'm good with. So, you know, with this vitamin E thing and 17% possible increased cancer, this is what I recommend. I recommend, you know, if you do possibly have high risk for prostate cancer, you sit down with your urologist, talk to them about the risks and benefits, okay? And, I mean, right now, my recommendation as a family doc is, you know, have your PSA checked. Have it checked, you know, once a year if you need to a little earlier. And if it starts to rise, talk to a urologist if you possibly need a biopsy. All right, that's my, I haven't been recommending any vitamins yet. Kind of leave that to the Euro guys. The Euro guys, yeah. I have a urologist, you know, and I ask him, you know, when you were in medical school and you were, you know, sitting there in class trying to think what you wanted to be and what organ, you know, you wanted to be the master of, what made you thought you're right? I think urology. Yeah, and, you know, leave me alone. It's a great field. It is a good field, but, you know, boy, phew. Just a couple big organs you're dealing with down there. All right, I was on the Andy Dean show today, Andy Dean, America Now, and we talked about this one interesting story where, I don't know if it's CSI, but police investigators think that they could take a DNA, fingerprint it, and determine if somebody has blue-brown or indeterminate eye color, like green, hazel, gray. They say they have come up with an actual machine that can use a piece of hair, reconstruct what the owner could look like at a 94% accuracy. All right, now it hasn't been tested outside Europe. I don't know where this is going to go. And I mean, you know, brown is the dominant color, whereas blue is the recessive. So if you put a piece of hair in the machine, it comes out brown. I mean, that really doesn't narrow it down. But, you know, if you are looking for someone blue eyes and green eyes, you know, you could change your hair color. You could change your skin color, you know, put self-tanners on, et cetera. You can't change your eye color. Even if you play around with contacts, it's very easy for us to tell if you're wearing a contact lens. So if they're able to find bad guys based on contact lenses, that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool stuff. All right. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in the previous hour, we were talking about this news report that came out saying doctors and nurses and medical technicians are goofing around and texting and being on the phone and Facebooking while serious procedures are going on. Now, of course, I had a big beef with that because, you know, if you're a surgeon and you're operating, you're sterile. So you really can't text. You really can't Facebook. There is a circulating nurse that does put a phone up to your ear if you do have to talk to somebody. So I think they over-embellished on some of the TV stations today. But they said in this one peer-reviewed research study that 439 medical technicians were surveyed and 55% said, yeah, while we were monitoring bypass machines, we talked on our cell phones. We've talked on our cell phones during heart surgery. We've texted while in surgery. And, you know, you wonder, really? Really? While we're under the knife, this is what you're doing? Are people screwing around? Okay, you know, now when I was in training, we had to put our beepers, our cell phones, whatever we had. I couldn't afford a cell phone, so I didn't have one back then. But we had to put everything off to the side. And if there was an issue with one of my patients in the ICU, the circulating nurse would take a look at it and handle it for me. But no, I didn't scrub out. I was doing the surgery. I was in the middle of surgery. But, you know, what if some of these monitorings take 6 hours, 8 hours? I wouldn't be surprised if people are, you know, looking at their phones and checking their texts. They claim one doctor was actually on the phone in the middle of a surgery and somebody was paralyzed. As a result, it was a neurosurgery, but they aren't going into any details. It went to settlement. They won't give us any details. What if he was talking, right, to another surgeon about the case? Well, you know, you don't know. I mean, trust me, people talk. When you're in surgery, they talk. The surgeon talks to the anesthesiologist. He yells at the medical student, talks to the scrub nurse. So there is going to be talking. You just hope that they're not Facebooking or tweeting or poking or super poking. I mean, I couldn't even scratch during surgery. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent. Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280. But now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, guys, we are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a little boy in Minnesota has contracted a rare strain of the swine flu. We've been talking about H1N1. Well, this is an H1N2 strain. He was diagnosed in October, has recovered. There haven't been any other cases, but the flu shot doesn't protect against this. Flu shot will protect against H1N1, but not H1N2. This is more common in pigs in the upper Midwest. Neither the boy or his family had direct contact with pigs, and they say that this case is possibly an unusual mutation of the H1N2 virus. Now, remember, these viruses, we talked about viruses and how they mutate. It's very easy. But luckily, many of the mutations end up being a either weaker virus or a virus that is of the same type of virility. And this boy has done fine. But, you know, anytime you hear a mutation, you get nervous. You're like, all right, because what if it decides to mutate badly? And, you know, we get a little nervous. So, you know, so far, like I said, he recovered. And if there's any new news, we will definitely fill you in. Okay, so what is this about children whose father smoked could have a 15% increased risk of leukemia? They say sperm-containing DNA damage can still reach and fertilize an ovum, but they could bring the disease to the offspring. They say children with fathers smoke, whose fathers smoke at the time of their conception have a 15% higher risk of developing one of the most common forms of childhood cancer, acute lymphoblastic leukemia, ALL. The study also suggests that heavier paternal smoking around the time of conception is a risk factor. Now, they aren't saying how heavy the smoking, whether it's two packs a day. They, even though ALL is rare, this is an increase in fathers that smoke. They aren't talking about moms. They're talking about now fathers that smoke. The researchers surveyed families of nearly 300 children that had ALL, asked about the smoking habits of both parents, and then they compared these to families of more than 800 children who did not have leukemia, and they found that the fathers that smoked at or around the time of conception were 15% more likely to develop leukemia. Now, this other source I'm looking at now says fathers smoked at least 20 cigarettes a day around that same time were 44% more likely. Oh, so they say children whose fathers were heavier smokers were 44% more likely to be diagnosed with the disease, which means 15% could be less than 20 cigarettes. I mean, I'm not surprised. You know, smoking does damage DNA, and, you know, the DNA could be in the egg. The DNA could be in the sperm. My uncle died of acute lymphocytic leukemia. I'm thinking it might have been AML. My uncle was alive during the testings in the southern United States back in the 50s, and he was also a big milk drinker. And the doctor at the time felt that maybe what had happened is he had drunk milk that had been contaminated with radiation, and he ended up dying within a week of him being diagnosed with leukemia. But I believe that was AML. I'm sorry. Crazy, too, because my uncle is a very, very smart pianist. He actually played on the Wayne Newton. Wayne Newton had a show with his brother in Phoenix. I forget what the show was called, but when they were kids, they had a show in Phoenix. And my uncle and my mom would fill in and play piano for them. It was like a Wild West show, something like that. And those kids, cute kids. Wayne Newton and his brother, really cute kids. So Wayne Newton's doing pretty good for his age. He looks pretty good. All right, so that's what's going on there. Research came out today saying that some scientists at Cambridge are very excited because they think they could reverse aging. And I was on the Andy Dean show talking about this, where scientists think they are close to unlocking the secrets of immortality. They believe that they could possibly reverse, not slow down aging, reverse it. All right, now, when the reporter had asked the scientist, you know, all right, you know, what are you talking about, living till 200, living to what? He said, oh, even thousands of years. Or she had asked thousands of years. He said, yes. Really? Thousands of years making life limitless? I'm a little skeptical, right? Just a little skeptical. Honestly, how they're... Where the premise is, or the theory is you have chromosomes. We all get chromosomes. Women, XX, men, XY, you get chromosomes. On the end of chromosomes, you have strands of DNA called telomeres. All right? As we age, the telomeres shorten. And as the telomeres shorten, we deteriorate, we age, etc. So they think they can manipulate those strings of DNA that reside at the end of each chromosome. And if they can manipulate them, then they could stop, halt, possibly reverse aging. Now, to me, reverse aging is like that movie Benjamin Button with Brad Pitt. All right, I think that's a little spooky. I think any time you mess with nature, it's going to bite you in the butt. I really get a little nervous when people say they could mess with nature like that. But we were talking about this in the previous hour. You know, before people try to reverse aging to the point where we could live till 150, 200 years old, if that was going to happen. Can you please do something about arthritis first? Arthritis, maybe, you know, because, I mean, I'm in my 40s and I hurt. I can't imagine what life would be like if I was 120 years old, God willing. Do something about our Medicare system, right? Because I don't really think, I don't know if there's enough money in the system to support me till I'm 150. Do something about our dementia, our Alzheimer's, our heart, our liver. So, I mean, according to this theory, you do something to stop the telomeres, then it should affect your whole body. But again, it'll be interesting. I mean, anti-aging medicine is huge. It's been huge the last 10 years, and it's going to continue to be huge. You know, any way to stop, slow down aging. But they haven't been able to do it yet. You know, just because you stick somebody with Botox and they look good, you know, that doesn't mean anti-aging. You know, estrogen helped a little bit with aging, but what was the nature bite back on that one? cancer and heart disease at the Women's Health Initiative study. Same thing with osteoporosis medicines. Osteoporosis medicines, Fosamax, Actonel, Boniva, great medicines. Great medicines. Slow down osteoporosis. Fountain of youth, right? Oh, some people are complaining of femur fractures or osteonecrosis of the jaw. So I'm excited about the idea that, you know, we may be able to live longer, and I don't want to stop research, but I think there's many other things that we need to address. And like I said, I think pain is a biggie. You know, we were talking about this in the previous hour. Many of my patients that are 80, 90, you know, they're like, you know what? I love my life. I lived a good life, but I'm tired. I hurt and I'm tired. I'm done. Well, what good is making them live another 50 years if you're not going to deal with the fatigue and the hurt? We were talking earlier about how one of the big obstacles I have with my patients that I wish didn't exist is I want to give them a medicine for their arthritis and their liver or kidneys are weak, more so kidneys. I have this one lady, wonderful lady, she's in her 80s, really astute, smart with it, no signs of dementia, little firecracker. I love this lady, but she's in a lot of pain. And every time I give her an anti-inflammatory, her kidneys start to fail. And, I mean, I don't know if I need to give her Vicodin. I don't know what to do. So me and the nephrologist are trying to put our heads together and figure out what to do for her. And it's frustrating because, what's the use of living your remaining decades in pain? So that's something we need to research and we need to work on. There's a lot of things. Okay, also in the news, they were talking about a woman who was doing a Pilates workout, and she swallowed her implant. Now, nothing was in her mouth. She didn't swallow the implant, but what happened is this is a woman who had a bilateral mastectomy for breast cancer. The implant was there, as was her other implant, but she must have had like a little herniation in the muscle wall and the muscles in the ribs, such that when she did a Valsalva maneuver, this is a maneuver you do when you kind of push, like when you poop, you know, or toot. It's called a Valsalva, increasing intra-abdominal pressure. Something happened such that the breast implant fell into her chest wall cavity. Didn't go into her lungs, nothing like that. So surgeons had to go in, take it out, replace it, put it back. From what I understand, she's doing good. But, people are like, oh, my God, you know, how do you swat? No, the body did not engulf. You know, it slipped, and I think everything's fine. You know, I mean, I've had some wardrobe malfunctions with my bra where I'll Picasso every now and then. And, not good, not good. So for me, if I ever had to have implants, God forbid, I would probably super glue or something because knowing me, I would have an issue. All right, when we come back, we got some news about bed bugs and how you may be able to prevent bed bugs from attacking you by a simple hygiene issue. And we'll talk about animals and what animals give us when they cuddle up in bed and do cuddlies and nuzzle their nose and do kisses. I love my little puppies. Coming back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldway.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Email us at drdahlia.com. I am almost caught up with all the emails. I think I just have one or two left. Thank you all for being patient. And please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia for up-to-date updates. And I have a Facebook page. Even if you can't connect with the individual Facebook, because I know it maxes out at 5,000, the Facebook page is unlimited. And I usually put a lot of our medical updates and pictures on that. So that's a great way to connect with me as well. And, yeah, all tweets are my own. I don't, you know, have the budget to hire somebody to tweet for me. I don't think my husband would want, you know, a young strapping man in my office tweeting my tweets anyway. So I have to do it by myself. All right. This just in. Remember the state of Florida, we're talking the whole state, wanted a waiver from Obamacare, because there was a concern that the mandate would destabilize the state's private health insurance market, mandating that at least 80% of premiums insurance companies collect are for patients instead of administrative costs or profits. They thought that the very few private insurance companies they have would leave. Well, they were turned down. This is going to start getting ugly. All right. The decision by the administration, it came from Steve Larson, director of the Center for Consumer Information and Insurance Oversight at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, says that Florida's health insurance market remains competitive and that the state did not provide enough evidence to back up its request. The decision means that some consumers could receive rebates if it's shown that insurers spent too much on overhead and profits. So if insurers think they're going to be losing money being in Florida, then they will leave. That's what Florida's concern was. Florida wanted a reprieve from Obamacare. Right, we're in a state of crisis here. Okay, states are going bankrupt. States are asking for help. Okay, they're asking for help. Government said nope. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. Kind of scary. From what I understand, the state's private health insurance market covers 840,000 people and is dominated by only a handful of companies. Florida has the nation's highest rate of residents without health insurance during the past 3 years. We'll see what happens. Okay, let's talk about bed bugs. Now, they say those of you that are hairy are probably going to be infested with bed bugs less. So some of you like to wax your chests and wax your backs. Maybe not, because hair has been a deterrent for bed bugs. Now, many of us have evolved to be less hairy. Right. Many, men in the olden days had hairy backs, hairy chests. Now some have hairy backs and hairy chests. Others don't. And many people in Hollywood shave and wax. Right. I don't want to name them, but when I was living in L.A., you know, you'd get waxed and they'd say, oh, yeah, I do so-and-so's and so-and-so's and so-and-so's. But I'm not allowed to disclose it. So they're looking at bed bugs. They're like, why all of a sudden do we have such a huge infestation? Well, they found that these bed bugs are inbreeding. Okay, most of these infestations start with a couple bugs. They, I guess, breed. Then they have more. But where do they breed? Probably in bed. They're bed bugs, okay? They're by a bed. They're probably pretty amorous. And what they found is when inspectors looked at, these infestations in hotels and office buildings, they found that there wasn't a lot of genetic variation between these bed bugs, meaning they probably were able to, inbreed, therefore not a lot of genetic change, and continue the propagation. Researchers at North Carolina State University said carried out two studies, now under peer review, that examined the genetics of the pests of three apartment buildings in North Carolina, New Jersey. They found high levels of relatedness within each department, low genetic diversity, which indicates infestation started from just one or two introductions of the bugs. Then they got it on, and then they spread to other apartments, possibly high levels of inbreeding. But what's interesting is these bugs aren't hurt by inbreeding. When humans inbreed, it's dangerous, right? They get autosomal dominant diseases, even the recessive diseases become unfortunately the disease expressed, and there's health issues. But it looks like these bed bugs, they're kind of holding their own. So interesting. Now they say the reason why man has evolved to still have hair, even fine hair is supposed to be an insect deterrent. And the hair on your back or on your neck, etc., it's supposed to clue you in to things going around in your surroundings. And so, I know a lot of women, they're like, oh my gosh, you got these little hairs coming. We're supposed to be hairy. As we get older, we get hairy. You know, women, especially with the estrogen dropping, we get that lack of feedback mechanism and our androgens take over and we get hair. That's why, many women, we start to get little mustaches. We start to get some hair on our face. We lie about it. Of course we lie about it. I can't lie about it because people know who I am. And, I go to the, salon when I get waxed, you have to walk out and you're all red. And, wherever you're red is where you got waxed, right? So mustache, eyebrow, but most other women, they'll deny it till the day they die that they're getting facial hair. But many do. Many do. But I'm not even talking about facial hair, just naturally on the backs of your neck, etc. Just little baby areas. Those hairs, they serve a purpose. You know, everything in our body serves a purpose. We even talked about the appendix. You know how people say the appendix is a useless organ? It's not useless. The appendix, from what I read, is this hollow tube that houses billions of bacteria, such that when your body goes through a change and loses bacteria from diarrhea, whatever, it injects bacteria back into your system. That's a use. Now, people without the appendix still do well, but just because you do well without an appendix doesn't mean it's useless. I don't think there's anything in nature that's absolutely useless, right? Nothing. Yeah, even if it gives a negative effect. But I don't think there's anything useless. The current Washington administration? No, they're causing effects. So it's not useless, still causing effects. Not good effects. All right, so let's talk about now our little puppies and our kitty cats. Common infestations that pets carry. So sleeping with your pet could make you sick. We've talked about this on the show. Remember there was a gentleman who had a diabetic ulcer that was open and the dog licked it all night, and because he's numb, because he's diabetic, he wasn't woken up by the dog licking him, and the dog licked the wound, introduced staph, and then the man became septicemic with staph because it got introduced to his wound. So even though our pets are so cute and they love to do kissies and we like to tickle tummies and all the stuff with our kids, you know, if you're a little vulnerable, you might not want them coming into your bed. We're going to be probably talking about this in the next hour, all the cases, but you've heard of cat scratch disease, rabies, of course, ringworm, toxoplasmosis. Even your birds can give you cryptococcus and, I can never pronounce this one, psittacosis, known as parrot fever, that, you know, if you touch infected bird feces, that could give you coughing and fever and headache. When we had a turtle, I was really worried about salmonella, and I always told the kids, wash your hands, because you could get salmonella from your turtle. Of course, hamsters and gerbils, you could get lymphocytic choriomeningitis. It's actually a flu, headaches, meningitis, inflammation of the spinal cord. And, you know, I know these are pets, and we've kind of backed off. We were really germophobic a couple years ago with pets, and then we kind of backed off with this a little bit. And, because a lot of TV, you know, you'll see in these movies where the guy in the movie will eat an ice cream cone and let the dog lick it and then eat it back. You know, if you really love your dog, you guys could share a sandwich, share food. No, don't do that. Dogs' mouths are dirty. Cats' mouths are dirty. You know, it's interesting. I've been asked, why does a cat scratch, you know, why is it so deep and festers so long? Or an animal bite? Well, you know, think about it. Again, it's an animal. These animals are dirty. You know, whenever my cat accidentally scratches me because a dog runs in the room or something, at first it looks like it's nothing. And then it starts to bleed. And it's a deep scratch. And, of course, these things get dirty. Dog bites, puncture wounds from dog bites, we always have to give antibiotics. Sometimes we can't even close up the wound. And we don't in the ER usually because they could get infected so much. So realize your animals are dirty, even though many really do deserve kissies. All right, guys, if this is your stop, see ya. If not, stay on board. We got more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You all be safe.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.